Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. And listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, host, and it is good to be here today to again utter the truth of civilization. That's all I am about, the truth of civilization. And this is a yoke that I carry more gladly than I know anything else. And what makes me feel perfectly delighted, it is because of the name L-O-H-I-M. Elohim. On the source of prehistory that I read gives me exactly the information that satisfies my inner core I never had before. And I am enraged. I have a rage inside of me. And I want to bring to your attention something that is the most important thing or need that I have is to recognize when human civilization came to the earth, and there was something significant that evolved on earth before the Elohim arrival 450,000 years ago. I happened to, when I was in the church, grew up into Christianity, my parents were Christians. The name of God in the Bible was the most sacred. I was born from the womb of my mother, and then I grew up to see them and the way they live, and they had, you know, quite a few of us children. At least, I know 11 of us. I wanted to be a part of the church. Though I didn't have a responsible sense of what it is. I couldn't explain what it is, no. But it's just the way nature works in civilized people, even before you fully understand what's going on around you, you begin to see your parents laugh, and then you have a smile on your face too. So we grow up that way. Is my outrage after growing up in church and my brain get locked into a conviction because it's the only thing I know. Now, even though Jamaica is a place that white people use to make our species slavery or make a slave, until maybe 200 or more years, when I grew up, I never hear anybody talk about slavery. are when I grew up to be an adult and become aware of my surrounding and people, I probably heard some things said about slavery. But by then, the people had grown off whatever negative impression they may have had. And the church that these homosexual closeted people, because basically back them days, they don't spread it all abroad that they are sodomite people. It wasn't spread abroad. And though they are the ones that invented Christianity, they had a lot of sense, a lot of savvy, and knew that they want to turn all of us into a lower kind of people than we were. So they styled the church to be something that is influential, I mean, very acceptable to us. So therefore, there was the consciousness for everybody to be interested in the church. They filled up the administrative function of the church to be something that is admirable. If you don't know nothing else and they're telling you that, oh, but Adam and Eve died in the Garden of Eden and they sinned against the God that created us. That was where everybody's head was at. So we are living in a different world than the one that humanly, the human existence, as far as I see and observe, there was nobody among us that lightly suspect that the Bible was a sodomite book. Okay? Because everything in the church was accepted by old and young. Old and young. And I don't hear anybody talk about Africa and, let's say, how we come to be in Jamaica. No, Jamaica is just like, to me, it's like the entire world, or the world was just one big continent. I when I look at the horizon, different places I would be positioned and look, sometimes I could see from the direction that I was standing in, I could see distance away, which is like maybe like about maybe 40 miles away. I could see the seashore. And sometimes I could see ships passing, you know, about 40 miles away. So I was living on, let's say, a higher rise above the sea level. So I could see much about a few hills that, you know, is below my view. So I could see the sea out there. So what I'm saying to you is this. My experience of growing up, no, just a little bit different than some animals. Because we used to grow cats, you know, every now and then we'd have a cat and a dog. And sometime we would rear a pig as well. What I'm trying to get across to you is my psychological the state of my mind, what I am aware of from what I am not aware of. Important things, I am not aware of it. Because life, as I know it for us who live off in the suburbs of Jamaica, it's basically to be concerned about food, you know, because there is nothing else apart from, let's say, if we go to primary school a few days a week, right? Maybe 3 or 4 days a week. There was really nothing else important apart from going to church, you know, few nights a week on Sundays, you know. There was nothing else besides we go to the field. We have a few goats to donkey to take care of. So our lives revolve around just this, just that. There is no no information about what's going on in the world and the world of people out there. And if growing up in my teenage and stuff like that, begin to listen to radio, it would be, you know, we'd hear mostly music. You know, I did like country music and, you know. So, but when it comes to education and information about how the people, you know, about the people in the world, different countries and stuff like that. I remember I used to listen to information, reported news report. I remember one time I used to hear quite a bit about Rhodesia. And it sounds like it could be something that, what do you call it now? The government, the leader of that Rhodesia would say something, and maybe one time some war was going on there. But honestly, I have a empty mind. I wasn't really now being fed. I wasn't being fed with anything that I remember was interesting, apart from the church and the Bible and stuff like that. So that's very far away from civilization, as far as I can see. And at my, puberty, At puberty, I wanted to learn a trade or something like that. I remember that. And I did set out to, like, want to learn something. I didn't do well reading at all. I needed a lot of help with reading because I didn't grow up around anybody reading, you know, to, like, get me into that. Mm-mm. All right. So when I did leave my home and go into a little township, I wanted to learn some construction, like carpentry, because I did not get to do the type of skill I felt I wanted to do. That was motor mechanic. I left and then started to pursue that. So I normally left my mother, who had been taking care of the other smaller kids than me. I was the fifth one, and there is like about four others below me. So looking at Jamaica, and you're talking about I'm in a little town, you know, and so I am seeing a more upgraded upgraded mass of people in the town down up in the suburb where I come from. So what I'm trying to say to you is whatever I have learned from my growing up, the church is the central thing. And the little school that I was going to learn ABC and didn't come after much of anything, there was no ground set for me to be someone, you know, like an important person. And when I say for me to be an important person, you know, to have information that is real historic information that tells me widely about Africa, people of Africa, and how we come to spread out, you know. I didn't have any of that. It was Jesus died on the cross for our sin. Adam and Eve in a garden, and the prophecies and all that. Do you know today? That's what I have to reflect on. My memory lane, it's of these things that were more than I knew, unfruitful. I can only tell you, I remember that my mind was stagnant and looking for outlets of knowledge. I want to know something, but there is nowhere to get it. And because I don't read all that well, I was not going to, like, you know, get to know things that would be of great interest to me, right? because I like to talk. I like to argue. I like issues, to talk about issues and to know, you know, really to make sense. I mean, that's what my mind was all about, to talk about something and make sense. You know, if somebody and I talking, we must be making sense. That is what I am about. So when I migrate from Jamaica, most of my people are in England by then. My mother, my father, and most of my siblings had migrated to the UK. So the big volume of madness taking place in the world was yet for me to realize. And because I don't have a good foundation on how to build knowledge based on the foundation or background before my time, I don't have that. So it's all disarranged issues going on in my mind. Nothing is built on in the beginning of where we are coming from. Nothing like that. All right. So I when I came to America, I thought that I'm coming to a country that I am proud of, because I did figure out, and at least I was close to someone, a family, that did some traveling to America, and I was able to know or get an impression, a positive impression of America. Yes. So, you know, so still, you're talking about now I'm like 27 years of age now. Right? And pretty soon I would become 28. And then in another year, I would be 29. And then the next, I would be 30. So still, I am not someone with an organized mind about the world and who I am and how should I seek to, like, put myself in a psychological position to master the things I do. So life is about being right. It's about knowing right from wrong. Although God didn't want Adam and Eve to know right from wrong. And you're probably going to have a problem with that. But I tell you what, I didn't find that out until I start to read and understand what I'm reading. So all the years of my believing, I didn't know that that was written in the Bible. That God, that we are reading about, make Adam and Eve and Adam and Eve sin. The extent to which that is not true, you may take a very long time if you become that conscious, you would be stunned to know it is far beyond what I say. There's no God that make anything in the Bible. They're writing about a character that they made up. And nobody do it beside white people. If anybody tells you something different about who wrote the Bible beside white people, because I have been through the process of knowing what I am reading and done, rearrange my thinking to live, you know, year on out of when life is ended with me. One second. Okay. Now, my friends, the amount of things that has happened in the world that I don't know about, because I've been to the places and among people who I could have, if that were the case, that the world was full of people with information, I was not among those people. So the world was full of people whose mind is full of the kind of things that would not bring anything my way without I have to reach out to find it. And so the best thing, what came to my mind even before I left Jamaica, the reason, if you asked me why I wanted to come to America, I would have told you, like I told a friend of mine who, you know, a part of the company that I kept. It was a singing group, and I was picking a little guitar, I mean, whatever I could do, you know. I didn't have to be big professional to play with that level of music. So, one of the friend of mine in this group, like the leader, he said that, you know, something to the effect, you know, why do I really want to travel to America? So, I remember what I had in my mind. I'm not sure that I tell my friend exactly, because you know what? Nobody made me feel like I am not educated. Nobody Yeah. I was always someone who I expressed myself pretty well, although I don't have, you know, higher level reading. But I was not a lover of reggae music because I was Christian, because it's, you know, those kind of a gyration and stuff like that. You know, I was a lot more modest than that as a Christian. In other words, I was a Puritan, but not like the white people Puritan. You know what I mean? Puritan is a good thing, but they are calling themselves Puritan because they are disguising their uncivilized self. So they decorate up themselves with fancy names and identifying with civilized impression. You know, that's what white people are all about. White people are very, very embarrassed to know that they come from apes. Oh, yeah. And they never wear clothing like civilized people do. All right. That's a fact. That's a fact. And so, people used to accept me like I am somebody civilized, I speak well and stuff like that. Nobody never like made me feel unwelcome at all. Because I was always presentable in my talk, in my argument. I'm very coherent. Don't bother with no nonsense with me because I'm very coherent. Okay? So long before I graduated from adult high school, I talk to people who actually tell me that, you know, I sound like I'm a college graduate. And, oh, that's a compliment that I cannot really accept because in the sense that, you know, I am not. I'm just struggling along trying to, like, you know, get to read a little higher than I was fourth grade level. But, however, though, whatever level I was a illiterate person, but I am well. I'm well behaved. I have really good manners. I'm respectful to people and stuff like that. And I don't blabber, 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 blabber. I talk what I mean, okay? And mean what I say. So whatever I told my friend, I expressed my determination to still come. But I could see I made good company into what we were all doing with the music and things like that. And I knew that my educational, like my reading level was poor, and like in the Jamaican setting, I realized it would be too strenuous for me to fit myself Yes. Yes, it would be too strenuous because, you know, the working hours would definitely be a problem to me. So I tried a few times and just wasn't working out. People I go to, they have a different concept about teaching somebody how to read, and it was not working out for me. So I thought to myself, come to America. I don't have nobody in America, but I didn't have any other impairment that was a problem for me to come and, you know, find me a little place to stay and go about what I want to do, live my little humble life, right? But from early time, I always have a problem with society around me and what I am thinking. I think different. And I am not somebody who I'm not violent. I never, you know, if somebody wants to pick a fight with me, they'd have a hard time picking a fight with me because I am too far gone in my psychological way of thinking that it's very hard. You'd have to go to a number of strata in your mind to like assault me because I have a lot of shields, psychological shields that you don't get to me at all. And you know what? It's better you seek to friend me than try to get against me because I have too much psychological prickles that you're going to be faced with. So here am I, and I go to school, and it took me a while before I developed into a person that I feel good about myself. And it doesn't have anything to do with money or anything like that. I'm talking about I find myself to want knowledge of things, where the world is coming from, because I only see the sea, the ocean out there, and, you know, the horizon around me. I want to know about where people originate. You know, I feel like I am undone if I don't know that. I need to know that. So, all right. So that was my energy. I want to know that. So all the time I was mindful of my parents and my brothers and sisters, because that is the foundation of my life and what makes me, right? So I am me, and I am not them, but we are belong together anyway, and I love that. I have been pursuing the kind of knowledge I want to know and the way to conform myself. So I remember the level of, let's say, you know, the civic level of Jamaica society. There was library, yes. I used to drive for the parish library, St. Catherine Parish Library, and I drove for the city bus in Kingston. We used to call it J-O Omnibus Service. And then I drove for the Meteorological Service. And that's where, when I left Jamaica. So I was, you know, getting along that way until it's like I feel in myself that, you know what, I would like to know some things. And reading is going to be a part, very much a part of what I would like to know, because I just happen to be a person who feel I am, my perception, I didn't like say civilized, because back then I didn't really know exactly what civilized mean. I just think generally if you can talk and smile and whatever. Right? So, but I really had a mind to penetrate a few things that I don't know about. I needed to know about people. that I didn't know besides looking at the color of their skin or something like that. But I really needed to know humanity. All right. It took me a while because I begin to see where, you know, I am not informed. You know, I become empty and I can see the space. I can see gaps in my thinking and stuff like that. And so, the church, to me, was the most important thing. And what become detrimental as I learned to read, I would fumble along after I graduate from the adult school. GED, right? Mm. I would fumble because there are a lot of things that I don't know about people, or let's say in a historical sense. I need that embodiment. I need a background, you know, to so that I can proceed on that. I really know what I am thinking about people and where we come from. All right. So in the historical point, from the historical point of view, who are people? Right? So basically, I need to settle some issues to enable me to move on forward. And therefore, the first thing that bothers me is the fact that the people in the world, as I see it, we are too confused, chaotic, a lot of hatred, you know, a lot of selfishness, grudgeful, and all kind. You know, it's a big mess, the humanity. And look at the animals, the different animals, and you can see they have some problems too, but they probably get it from human beings. But large, a lot of animals get along well, you know. Birds of a feather flock together. All right, so there was a point to settle in my mind, and that is, can't we get along? Can't people in the world get along? I mean, we have sense to do so many things, so why can't we get along? So that was a question that came into my mind. And because I am a person like other people, I have a say in the answer to this. How different are other people from me? For different reasons. We have different parents, different society. We may have some different ideas about certain things, right? But generally, when we go about and have to mix with other people, do transaction with other people, there is something we all have in common, and that is to respect each other. Right? Yeah. Care about each other. And you don't have to have company with people you don't want to have any closer contact with. You don't have to, because all you need to do is go to work, you know, and help the economy, and you are really doing a lot for other people, not close to you, but far away from you, around the world, you know, help the economy, spend some of your money and not just bank it all up in a bank and stuff. Spend out some raw money sometime, because that helps the economy to grow, right? So don't spend out all of your money. But live with good sense. But so the thing is, we are to have other people in mind. And know that if you don't play your role, you don't get along with people, it's no good. And therefore, what I'm saying to you now, the church is the most important thing in the world based on how we grow up and are taught kind of knowledge we should have and develop our attitudes and stuff like that to be loving and respectful, right? Yes. But what I'm saying is only a civilized knowledge. You can only follow and log into what I'm saying with a sense of civilization. Now, what is civilization? You probably think that, okay, you go to church and, you know, you pray to God and blah, blah, blah. That, but that doesn't make you a civilized person. Christianity don't make you a civilized person, because Christianity is not a civilized thing. White people want us to think that Christianity is a civilized thing because they invent Christianity to keep us crazy. Now, because we are taught that Adam and Eve sinned, we, by believing that, our brain go into recession. Our brain is kept dysfunctional. And our views wrong about the world and about other people. And, well, talk about who are the first human being on planet Earth. That should settle all of what I'm saying. Who is the first humankind on Earth? It's not civilized humans, or they are the ape-like human. They were not civilized. Now, clear cut and dry. And who brought, how did the evolutionary human ape-like man come about? You have to know about that. And if you don't know about that, right now, I ain't going to tell you. Go read it for yourself. I talk about it all the time on the show, and I don't mean to be negative at all. But I am saying to you, if you don't know what it is, I wouldn't even tell you to read the definition from the dictionary, because we are in a polluted world, whereas you have to get a proper start about words and how to follow what words says, what words say. Is it what words say? To know what civilization is, first you have to know how civilization came about. If civilization did not come with human evolution, then civilization came by creation of the gods, the Elohim that you read about in the Bible. Elohim say, come, let us make man. But what you're reading about in the Bible is not the exact history that tells us about our civilization. It's a different story. The way people in the world today consider civilization is not civilization at all. Because read the world history textbook, say National Geographic creation, or any one of the world history textbooks, you don't see white people identifying it as a civilized culture. white people are not civilized culture. And you have got to know what transpired in the world since the hominid species to know who, what they are before you understand fully what civilization is. Because they are not civilized. They were never civilized. And you know what? If any white people listening to me talking, they may say, well, oh, this guy must be crazy. And the point is, knowing the truth and no nonsense is two different things. And as much as I wouldn't prefer what I'm saying. In other words, I don't like to hurt people's feelings. But you see, when I have to say something that is going to hurt your feeling and I can't do any better, I just say it in the way that I think is the best I can deliver. If you don't like it, well, you are privileged. I'll offer a conversation. You can always talk to me. And I always say, I am on this number here. You can talk to me anytime. 347-850-1358. Always, this line is open for anybody to call me and talk to me. But I am telling you, if you're out there and you're white, you're European, and you come to America because you want hid and you want to all kind of a stuff, why you came to America, yeah, you may talk about. You don't belong to America. And all they are fighting and talk about, this is your country, you are fucking assholes. Okay? If you're white and you're here talking about America is your country, you fuck too much assholes. And you definitely uncivilized and don't really know, you don't read the history to tell you who you are. And if you do, you really don't like who you are. And therefore, you try to look like, sound like, with dressing and, you know, naming yourself and being like you are a human, real human being. And it's the reason why your ancestors used to wear animal skin for clothing. And the way that white people are dressing and carrying on, and like jewelry and all this stuff. I mean, you're coming from 300, no, not 300. 3.5 million years ago to 4 million years ago, hominid arrived in Africa. It's your species, hominid, nobody else. Needless you adopt any kind of other name that some white people, too ashamed of themselves, so they begin to push the African people out of their civilized zone. That's what white people are doing. Okay? And they are doing it to a point where we reach a breaking point because something has to be done. And what a lot of people don't realize is that civilization is what brought civilized human being, the gods that came 450,000 years. They are the scientists that spread all the science knowledge in the world. It's not white people. It's not them. Process they go through after they've been mute, making stone tool and light a fire and nothing else is written that they achieve in development besides making stone tools. They left Africa and go up into Europe. And they become the pioneer for the church. Because of the situation that they have been in
and what they began to do to get rid of who they were. No wonder they write a Bible and tell you that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. They are writing a whole bunch of cockroach stuff in the Bible. No, there is, I'm telling you, at a high rate of protest, I want to see white people get out of all of African territory all around the globe. Because I tell you what, I am ready to declare exactly who they are and what they call a government is not for civilization. And they must get their fucking asshole fucking nonsense out of our territory, every one of them, because none of them are civilized people. No white people are civilized. Said the world is a textbook. It's big enough and loaded with the information. Why we don't know what I'm saying is because of the Bible that they write and talk about, you know, God make it's all, we are all set up by the Bible about God and his son make heaven and earth. And you're reading about sodomite character. African people that they call black people are serving as a god is the Bible homosexual god character that they have in there. God, when we're praying and all that kind of thing, that's what we think is a god. It's like the best educational African people today mind still twisted since these white people come about as Cro-Magnon man. It is true interbreeding, and that is not denied history. Interbreeding between the two species, that should never have happened. It should never have happened, but look at them now. They come and take control over the past 100,000 years. And eventually now is just the other day, 509 BC, they gradually change what is civilized and come in with their AD and Adamani uncivilized stuff. Look, they cannot show any proof that they have civilized government running a civilized government. They cannot prove it. And as a matter of fact, it's simply because nobody not paying attention to it. But you know what? I did pay attention to it. And I am just looking at the time coming that these criminals, Inquisition criminal white people, will fly away into the abyss. Because you know what? It is the blindness that have been cast over our eyes and our inner eye why we are here talking about a Jesus. Oh, you talk about a Jesus that it's all plaster with all kind of a filth all over it, Jesus Christ. And we think that Jesus Christ died for our sin when, of course, we don't have no introduction going in that direction. These white people turn America into the most violent, vicious country that exists on planet Earth. Okay? And they look for the most clean and upright way to pervert it. You see, first of all, when homosexual white people decide that they are going to mingle up themselves with the African people, that was going into the dumpster with the African people. Okay? Because all of what they're talking about, God and Jesus make heaven and earth, none of that is true. But if we are at a place where we are believing that, you know, it's like standing into a deep water. And it ought to, you know, I mean, it ought to cover your head. There is no such a thing like what African people are believing. You see? And if you think that the world that you're in now with all the shootings and the guns, they just signed a bill about 2 weeks ago for more people get guns. You see, why do you think they have such affinity and it is so important? Look, they talk about their forefathers, this, their forefathers, that. Yeah, their forefathers was fucking honest idiots. That's what they were. So they dead and gone and leave the legacy to them to control the civilized world with fucking ass ideology. You don't see what I mean. When they're talking about Adam and Eve in the garden, that is the first thing to dump into the trash can. Because there is no such a thing as no Adam and Eve that they have in the Bible, or a God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on a seventh day. Can you find that as a fact anywhere? No. No. So what I'm trying to tell you don't read and find out that these are fucking honest criminals from out of the pit of Europe, then you are sinking. You are sinking psychologically. You are sinking, okay? And of course, you're going to see America is dressed up with nice roads and buildings and stuff like that. The most, it's like with the best of any country, America, right? Because it is being run by, you know, I always begin to consider why these white people are the ones to establish universities and all of these other institutions. Why them? Why them? And they don't have a fucking civilized sense to do none of that. They can use money and do all these things, get architects and do all kind of things. But my friend, look here. Why, if they are so ingenious, why do they have to have policies where they have some of the dumbest thing out there and say they are police, and all they want to do is get an African person who and stop them for some foolishness, and then the next thing them kill them off out there? That's who they have, because they don't have anything better than that, you see. And they take our wealth according to Africa. You see, Africa is no more representing kingship government. These stinking homosexual people, all they know to do is kill. And they want people to kill each other because that's where they're coming from. Yes. White people are coming from being mute, look like monkeys. And how did they get rid of that? How did they get rid of that? I can use the World History textbook and tell you that. Okay? They set up FBI, Secret Service, and all kind of service to make them run in Inquisition, terrorist group. That's what the federal government is like. And the only thing they can do to somebody who know this and will talk is to kill them. They are no different from a drug dealer who kill out their competitors. That's what these white people are. And they want to behave like they are the ones that are decent and civilized. No. Well, I know for sure when they're talking about they come close to losing their democracy, they are fucking assholes. You hear me? And anybody with fuck asshole is schizophrenic. White people are schizophrenic. Okay? It's not a joke. They don't come to America to do anything else than to plaster everybody with sodomy. And they use Jesus as a bait. And once you believe in Jesus, then, you know, you will become a sodomite. Because you will be under what they call law or government. All of this that they have and depending on, it's all theirs, which means now if they can't carry me to any court for nothing at all, because they don't have a government. And the only way you get to that, you know, you ask them, how does your government run by democracy? Just to show you that they're lying. I'm showing you that these white people are lying. When they're telling you that they are nursing their democracy and that Trump destroyed their democracy. Lie. Lie. You see, voting don't make a government democracy. Okay? You can ask a lawyer, the best lawyer in America, the difference between democracy and A.D. Anadamani. Ask them the difference between it. Do they need a calendar to be democracy? Of course not. Democracy stand upon no calendar at all. Now, they can't have a church without a calendar. But which calendar do they have? That's why they change from the real calendar and come with AD and Adamani and say it is based upon Jesus Christ. Look here, these fucking ass white people, they don't have nothing to do besides steal wealth and kill people. Okay? If you don't know, I'm telling you, the only thing that they are afraid of is that we bust an expose A.D. Anadamani. Everything hanging right there. A.D. Anadamani. You find out who is in the year of our Lord. Who is the Lord in that A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani means in the year of our Lord. And what year and what Lord are they talking about? Jesus. Jesus. Now, do you know how false that is? Talking about Jesus? Throughout the New Testament Bible, say, all right, you come now and prove where in this New Testament Bible a Jesus say anything. And they can't. They would fuck themselves up. And they can't tell you nothing, these white people. Now, the problem is, where is the person to bust this? And how do you bust it? You can't go into their court of law, because their court of law is shit out stuff. Okay? It's not civilized stuff. And they could only triumph when nobody is capable of doing it. And anybody who know them dead or something like that. But right now, I'm telling you, these white people, with all of what they're doing, money only talk when you're buying things. But money cannot make government. Okay? These guys have no business in none of our territories. Where they talk about they have in government. Because there is only one government on earth. It's kingship. It is the Elohim kingship. And they don't want no part of Michael Tellinger, who go into Africa and re-expose the civilized people who were on planet Earth long before Mesopotamia talk about civilized people. And they don't want those things to be known. I tell you, and this is a place you can, I'm here. These folks, all they're ready to do is kill. They kill four of their president. These dog house fucking asshole white people kill four of their own presidents. So when you think that, you know, they are good, white people cannot be good because they're all are. They are in concert with the scam that they are working. Everywhere we are, after we leave Africa, they come and talk about imperial colonialism. Where they get that from? They fought it. They fuck it out of themselves. All of the stuff that they're talking about is government. Now, I know where I'm coming from, and I know everything that they have on talking about government, they steal the basis from us. Yes, they steal the basis from the African people, and because they done, run through this miscegenation, crossbreeding from way back 100,000 years ago, coming on to where we are now, we all don't have any sense now because of your bad blood, monkey blood, that we get dissolved into our cerebrum. We don't have no sense now. But the gods created this system. And, you know, when they're going to write a Bible to turn us fool and talk about, you know, all men are created equal. So we and white people are not equal because they were not even created. No, not by the gods. You see? And they have the Bible to tie and confuse our brain with something that we don't know the root cause. We have to know the root cause. White people don't have no government. There is no Jesus. There is no God. The gods are in history, prehistory. Read your prehistory, and you will find out that these white people have used this deception to totally obliterate our good senses. You ask a lawyer about what I tell you, and the day is going to come. They will kill you if you don't have the veil, if you don't have the shield. These white people will get rid of you because all they want is your asshole to fuck and every penny that you have. Let me go on quickly to this portion. Prehistory, Elohim brought civilization kingship. Prehistory, Elohim brought civilization kingship. It invalidates A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani don't have any foundation of civilization. They do not. They are not listed in the World History textbook as civilized people. So how they get to establish so many things in the world? Money. Money. And you ask me how much money they had at 509 BC. The time when they are doing the coup and the king of Rome, Lucius Tarquinius, the Roman king, and then now, you know, they write all kind of garbage to not honor the king as a king, but calling about he's a monarch and call him super boss. Just like they find all kind of a rotten name to call African people. Call African people Jews and turn around. Oh no, they don't want no more African people Jews. Do you know that the white people envy the fact that when they call us Jews and say Jesus was a Jew, right? So they have, it wasn't a white man, Jews. So why they didn't call the white man Jews all along? No. They said we were Jews. They said we were Judaism. And then all of a sudden, they take over Judaism. They take over Jews. They take over Israel and everything like that. These fucking ass idiots, them. Okay? All of the law that they say they have is all faggot establishment stuff. And because we don't know, and our brain is gone. And a few of us are seem left alive to read and find out what you know, the way of error that they have used to make Christmas and Easter. Okay? And all of the things they do to kill us when they come here to take over this next country named America, they do all they want, change the name. Everywhere up where they go, they change the name of the place and so. So you see, they do it in Palestine. They do it in the place called Canaan, right? These sodomites. And now we only know places to be named after sodomite white people with their Christianity. You don't know how much that the very main root of Christianity is their fucking another man's asshole. That's what Christianity is. Christian root is. It's like a white man fucking another white man's asshole. That's how the root of Christianity go down into the psychological hurts. Right? So you see they're talking about the FBI and the Secret Service. That's right. You see they catch Colin Powell to back up George Bush to lie that Saddam had a weapon of mass destruction. But Tony Blair of England bear witness that that was a lie. Although he did agree with them to go mash up the place, but then it turns out and proven Saddam really had no weapon of mass destruction. And they make up these lies. And today you see people doing common criminal violation. And they do the same thing. They get somebody to lie for them. And that's what these white people do, talking about federal government. What about it is federal? They tell us that we are not people. They own us. And where are it coming from? 100,000 years ago, this interbreeding and black people take in, Reese's blood and their brain gone. We are on the low. We are on the low of orbital. You see what I mean? They look like us. They sound like us. And add and subtract like us and stuff like that. And from the fact that we are not able to sustain administration of our species and its government, they take control and fucking ask every single thing that don't make no sense, and we don't know what they are doing. Get them to a place where we can reel out the history and say, first, what is the government in the world is the textbook? It's not their AD and Adamani. So AD and Adamani, it's not even close to being something that you could take a chance on to say you're running a government. It has nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. So I'm going off to you here on this typo. Prehistory. Elohim brought civilization. Prehistory. Elohim brought civilization, kingship. Right? In prehistory, the Elohim brought civilization. In prehistory, Elohim brought civilization, kingship. That's how the civilized world supposed to run. It's not supposed to be white man fucking ass and destroying everything that is good moral on this planet. Okay? They're going to get out. The gods have their portion that they are going to exercise. After we demonstrate we have come into the light of our creation, and these white fucking ass sodomite white people has nothing to do with us. Nothing. On that, the kingship, it invalidates A.D. and Adamani, because there's no Jesus exists. You see what I mean? Then what if anything had exist with a Jesus reality? It would be the Hebrew man that they ain't even calling his name. Come on now. Come on now. Prehistory, Elohim brought civilization, kingship. It invalidates A.D. and Adamani. In the beginning, of hybrid ethnic human being was the first city. The first cities which fit both Chandler's and with worth definition. It's this would be W-O-R-T-H, right? W-I-R-T-H-S. And Wirtz, okay, all right, W-I-R-T-H, Chandler and Wirtz definitions of a city. And also the early work of the archaeologist Childe developed in the region known as Mesopotamia between 4,500 and 3,100 BCE, the city of Uruk, today considered the oldest in the world, was first right now. With all of these facts that shows that white people don't belong to our world, our brain, like I am trying to show you, that the interbreeding that happened back in time, back there, say the first 25,000 years of this 100,000, of this 100,000 time since we left Africa, my friends, what we know as human speaking and like, you know, since the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advance, as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited worlds, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures, stand to this day as testaments of their greatness. So what I'm trying to tell you out there, you don't want to hear it, you don't want to know it, but this is the actual truth, that if you were going to go into a court of law and you want to trash these sodomites talking about their half courthouse, you just ask them for jurisdiction. What happened to the African jurisdiction? The civilized jurisdiction in history? Look into the World History textbook. What are they doing here? And you would find out thunder begin to roll because they don't have anything to tell you. What is this AD Anadamani you're talking about? You definitely not an inquiry about what is democracy, because you don't know, I mean, where they are going with democracy, what kind of a legal act it needs to have a government by talking about democracy. Democracy doesn't have a pillar or a post in establishing a government. You call it what, do whatever you want to do. You look at the example of prehistory government, kingship government, and what does it take to do it? A calendar. And they come in with a moon calendar here, where there is a superseding lunar, not lunar, but the solar calendar from the beginning. That's the calendar that has every issues that functions a civilized world. This lunar calendar, what they have to worship the Pope, is not for African people. They must be fucking too many asses old. Think that they are bringing lunar calendar over us. No. Number one is the first code of law under Elohim, God's ancient civilization. What is it? Begin to tell us the code of Ur-Nammu. Ur-Nammu. Code of Ur-Nammu. And there are many other kings here that preceded Ur-Nammu, but in the context of Sumerian civilization time, Ur-Nammu is the oldest known law code surviving today. That don't mean that there weren't others, but this one in particular right now is featured. It is from Mesopotamia and is written on tablets in the Sumerian language. 2100. 2050 BCE. Number two, the Code of Hammurabi. The Code of Hammurabi was one of the earliest and most complete written legal codes, and was proclaimed by the Babylonian king Hammurabi, reigned from 1792 to 1750 BC. Hammurabi expanded the city-state of Babylon along the Euphrates River to unite all of the southern Mesopotamia. 3. Sargon, by name, yes, Sargon, by name, of Arcad, flourished 23 century BCE. Ancient Mesopotamia ruler reigned 2,334 through 2,279 BCE. Who was one of the earliest of the established Who was one of the earliest? All right. Who was one of the earliest? He established the region's first Semitic dynasty. Here, Semitic dynasty. Why you hear white people now call themselves Semitic, especially when it refers to Israel? Israel is not for these Sodomites. They come in at a time when Africa give them green light to go destroy the civilized world. I don't know why. You know, if except for the fact that the miscegenation, the destroying of the African people's brain, because I don't see Africa doing something like that unless something happened to them. They run off in dereliction of duty. They're no more. I mean, like Elohim does not exist anymore. So with all of what they have done here, Africa walk off and leave these Sodomites to take control of the world. You know what I mean? And not unless all of us go dizzy and we cannot come back. But that's not true. Because here am I. I'm seeing the difference. You see, and it doesn't matter what they are think and how big a criminal they are. They are Inquisition. They are everything. They have laws now. The idiots, them. You know, fucking asshole every day. And they are writing AD and Adam and Allah with penalty of death if we don't fall under their law. Well, let's come see. Let's come see now. Come see how is it that they come. I mean, yes, come and tell us where you get it from, because the laws are here in the book where they don't show that they have any kind of, let's say, inged. They don't form no legal inge with AD and Adamani to kingship. So, and they come with moon calendar? No. You know, they realize now they could abandon Europe and take over everywhere, the Western world and everything like that. No, you're going to get out of all of African territory. Because if you don't, you're damned. Because I don't have anything to do with it. I am just an evidence and a witness to it. And I'm saying, get out. I have a right to tell you, no, get out. I have a right. And you don't have any right to question me. I have a right to question you. Because you're a faggot. And you don't have any right in our territory. You are violating us. And there is nobody to defend. But the God says, they look and they didn't see anybody. But they see a little man and they decide to tell this man, speak the word. He established the region first Semitic dynasty and was considered the founder of the Mesopotamian military tradition. Imagine this. But you're talking about our military from way back into 2,334 to 2,279 BC. We have our military because it was established by Sargon of Akkad. You see what I mean? And here we are, these white people behaving like, oh, we don't have nothing at all, and they're fucking ass. AD and Adamani is government, and I'm telling you, it don't stand up on nothing at all. Not even wind is blowing there. You see what I mean? And we, who they don't respect the fact that we are covered with kingship, alien, inalienable rights, and we are covered session rules of kingship government, because we have the blood of the gods, children of the Most High God. These fucking white people come in here with themselves, can't even talk. They learn everything from us and then turn around now and over all this time. They're getting Africa to unite with them, go do nonsense. No, the law is here. They don't have nothing, no law here in the World History textbook that pass on to them. We have succession. White people must get out of our territory because everything is up in the cloud, ready to pour down on them. And you watch. Number four, we have Hernamu Law Code Description, MS, in Sumerian on clay. Hernamu, Yuma, summer, rain, solji. Okay, so now this is now telling us, this is telling us of we have, it was Hernamu, then Amurabi, then Sargon, and now the fourth king is this, they call him the, oh, because it is I think Solji is the son of, I think, Sargon. Okay, and it says MS in Sumerian on clay. Yuma, summer, reign of King Solji, 2095 through 2047. One cylinder. One cylinder. 828 cm, originally ca, 30 cm. Who was the first king to create the law? King Solji or her ruled 2094 to 2047 BC. Put together the earliest surviving legal law code. Presented by Timothy Aldred. Now, so we have all these indications, and these white people come with their fucking self and decide all of our civilized government law and bequeath to our reign of civilization by kingship under a solar calendar. These fucking shit come here and killing us off and talk about AD Anno Domini Anno Jesus Christ. They don't know a shit else what they are doing, but they're going to make the world rule by it. Well, tell the world that's what it is. Go tell them what it is. Because you can't be reading all these old bunch of nonsense in the Bible that never occur in the world. I want to tell you, blessings to you, and you take good care of yourself. I am done right now, and you take good best care of yourself, and I hope that you learn something from this, and blessings. Let's see here. Fools die for want of wisdom. Yes. Let's get it right here. Okay, see you again on the next edition.
to build a better nation. Clean up Jah creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill-fitting. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy hole.